الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, decorate your gatherings with Durood e Pak upon me. Because this recitation of Salat upon me will be a blessing and a guidance and a light for you on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, over the previous episodes, we have learnt the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to eating, and we've gone further to delve into the lives of the great and pious saints and the Sahaba Ikram to see what their eating habits were. And one thing we learnt was that overeating was always disliked, and controlling what you eat and controlling your desire for food became a very, very important element in the spiritual path. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, has stated, refrain from filling your stomach as it is a burden in life and a foul smell at the time of death. So, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, applying a Madni guard on your stomach so that one does not eat excessively is a very good deed indeed. And eating excessively causes heavy burdens in life. The more one eats, the more one has to earn. Then people have to work hard to cook, and then the burden is carried by the stomach. Excessive eating destroys your digestive system. It burdens you with all sorts of illnesses such as gas, constipation, and many other problems. High cholesterol, diabetes, medical fees, hospital treatments. And our life starts to go down a route which causes us great difficulty. And all four, my dear viewers of Madni channel, all four, that few moments of taste that we have when we initially put the food into our mouth. Because we remember that only when the food is on the tip of your tongue and is in your mouth, do you taste it and you gain the pleasure. Once it starts to pass down the throat, the pleasure is over. And then it's the time for the burden. Then it's the time for the diseases and the difficulties that it causes. But if we learn to control that initial taste, so that we get enough of it to enjoy this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we do not go into excess, then this act, which when done in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and controlled for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, becomes an act of worship. If one doesn't do it, it leads you to hardships. But controlling it saves you from the heavy burdens, not only in the life of the world, but at the time of death and in the hereafter. And the way of the companions, my dear Islamic brothers, was a lesson for us. Today, unfortunately, our life evolves around food. So when we get up in the morning, it's what are we having for breakfast? Mother of our children is planning the whole day around what is to be cooked all day. Our life is going to revolve around the food that we eat. And then on special days, it's not a case of I will be spending time with my parents or my children. We will be spending quality time reading the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, watching Madni channel, watching Madni Muzakara. No. It becomes, how many dishes are we going to have tonight? And then the sisters in the household spend all day cooking, and we just sit there. And so our entire life has now changed. Food was something which, as human beings, we needed when we needed it. So that occasionally you eat to survive, you gain enough energy, and then you carry on with your life. But today, in today's food culture and food society, it's become the central focus of life. How does this thing that Anas narrated that once the Lady of Paradise, Bibi Fatima Zahra, brought a piece of bread and served it in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about the bread, she replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had prepared some bread which I did not like to eat without you. Therefore, I have brought this piece of bread here." Upon this, the Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "During the last 3 days, this is the first food which has entered the mouth of your father." Allah, Allah. This is the Hasti who has the keys to the treasures of the universe. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of creation. Everything is at the disposal of Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the intentional hunger that Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet today, every meal that we sit down to eat, we have to eat on a full stomach. And if our meal is delayed by 5 minutes, then we literally shout and scream. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this was not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to learn the beautiful habits and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who eat less apply the Madni guard on their stomachs. They benefit greatly compared to those who carry on eating excessively and filling their stomachs. It actually makes you more energetic. You actually are able to complete your tasks better. You need to sleep less and your life totally changes. And that change comes from controlling how much you eat. It is narrated that the advice of the one whose stomach is full has no effect on others. And when he is given advice, his mind refuses to accept it. These are the dangers of a full stomach. Sayyidina Abu Huraira narrated that I used to become unconscious and fall between the pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa due to severe hunger. And some people would even think that I was insane, but this was extreme hunger. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Sayyidina Abu Huraira had such an immense passion for Islamic knowledge that he left everything and remained at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam together with the Sahabi Sufa. And these were the people who had given up everything and remained hungry and thirsty to learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they achieved great pleasure. Today, even our students, they have this just routine of takeaways and food and everything else. Yet, the one who understands the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should attach a spiritual guard to his stomach. Should think about what he's eating. He shouldn't be fulfilled by a desire of food. And today, his life shouldn't evolve around takeaways and restaurants. His food should be simple. Yet, we've lost this desire for simplicity. And today, it is causing us great problems. We've lost the sincerity in worship and the spiritualness of worship. And today, these things have become tasks and they've become burdensome. Today, people ask, why don't I feel the pleasure of worship? One of the things that the great scholars write is because we've overfilled our stomach. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many blessings of controlling this desire. An Islamic brother from Punjab states that I came to Fazana Medina Karachi and the International Markaz of Dawat Islami to join a Tarbiyati course. During the course, on one Thursday afternoon, morning at about 4 a.m, I felt a pain on my left side. The pain was so severe that I had 7 painkillers. I felt a little relief. But as usual, I attended a seminar inspired Ishtama that night. But again, I felt pain and it settled down. I then had the pain reoccur for the third time. I decided, despite my pain, to travel with the Islamic Brothers on the Tarbiyati course, and I undertook the 12-day Sunnah-inspiring Madani Kafla. The doctors initially advised me not to travel, but I could not help joining the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Madani Kafla. During the journey, I experienced a little pain when we were on our way to Balochistan. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the Madani Kafila, when I finished, the pain had disappeared, and today I can say that it has never reoccurred since. This was the great blessing I attained during the Madani Kafila, and the bigger blessing that I had was that during the Madani Kafila, I had the pleasure of seeing the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. Lootne rahmate kafile mein chalo, seekne sunnate kafile mein chalo. To gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, traveling the Madni kafilas. To learn the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, travel in the Madni kafilas. This is why we will learn how to control our habits. Staying in the home environment, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, is always difficult. When the food is prepared, even though we have the intention that when the food is served, I will eat less, I will do this, I will do that. But then so much is prepared, you end up eating more. And then after you eat them, you again question yourself and again say, the next time I'll try. But Alhamdulillah, even the beautiful environment of the Madni Kafila, where you are with Islamic brothers who are of this mindset that a spiritual lock should be applied to the stomach, they will eat less. They will teach you how to eat in accordance with Sunnah, and they will help you retrain your mind to think that this food is only going to taste nice when it's on the taste buds, and then if you overeat, you are going to struggle. And Alhamdulillah, gradually, over the Madni Kafila, not only will you learn the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you will develop the Madni mindset of controlling this desire. Today, we don't value hunger. We think hunger is something that we should never have. We think that it's something that is not does not belong in our lives. This is wrong, my dear Islamic brothers. Hasn't this Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi alayhi said, if hunger was sold in the marketplace, the seekers of the hereafter would certainly purchase it. The reality is that the Madni mindset that we learn from our great scholars of deen is this, that hunger is a very special gift. It gives you control. It gives you courage. It builds your character. Regretfully, today, the marketplaces are full of food. Today is the era of restaurants and hotels and fast food and tasty food, various kinds of dishes, but along with it come not only diseases of the body, but also diseases of the mind and the soul. This is the age of food culture, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. There are a plethora of restaurants and hotels. Burgers, chips, fries, pizzas seem to be common everyday foods these days. Desserts, ice creams. And all our life evolves around the different types of food that are available. And what do? They help satisfy the nafs. But in reality, little by little, they are destroying your body, your mind, and your spirituality. Everybody in today's society is intent on eating. Indeed, there are people who are eating 7-8 times a day. One recent study concluded that food, an average person in this country is having food contact 20 times a day. In one form or another, 20 times a day. Yet, what we are taught is the best are those who eat once a day, and the good ones are those who eat twice a day. And the ones who eat 3 times a day should seriously consider what they are doing. And yet in today's culture, 3 times a day is the thing of the past. 20 food contacts a day. Because we're munching on nuts and crisp and everything else all day long. This is not what the human body was designed for. If we could only remember the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we could only remember the hunger of the Sahaba ikram and how difficult times they went through, if we could remember the hunger of the martyrs of Karbala and the great walis of this ummah. But indeed, we just look at these great advertisements. We are screaming out and looking for this food that is slowly killing us. Our motto seems to be eat, eat, and eat more. And any development of our spiritual side is not our priority. We will not miss an opportunity to eat. But unfortunately, due to eating, we will miss opportunities to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Eating excessively causes all sorts of difficulties. The desires of the nafs become stronger. You are fulfilling the desires of the nafs by just reacting to whatever the nafs says. I want to eat that, you go for it. The nafs becomes stronger. Once it has that power and control over you, well, you don't control what you eat. And the reality is, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni Channel, we don't control what we eat. We are literally at the behest of our nafs. Nafs tells us and we eat. The same nafs then says, go and commit this sin. And because we are already obedient to it when it comes to other matters, unfortunately, we fall at this hurdle. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Sheikh Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullah alayhi stated, in the Holy Quran, eating just for pleasure and joy has been described as the attribute of the disbelievers. Similarly, eating excessively has been mentioned as an attribute of the disbelievers in a hadith of Warqa as well. Unlike common people, Sayyidina Sa'al bin Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry to become stronger and would say that when I eat, I become weak. If you eat in proportion, right amounts, and you don't overfill your stomach, it gives you great strength. But if you overburden yourself, it makes you lazy and weak. And then let's come back to the whole rationale of eating. The whole point of eating was to gain enough energy to fulfill your tasks and to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi stated, we have not attained the tasawwuf, spiritual enlightenment, by just discussions and argumentation, but by adopting hunger and aversion to world and abandoning the desires of our nafs. Today, if our mind says, if our nafs says, you want ice cream, we will get into the car in the middle of the night, we will drive down to the local dessert shop and we'll buy ice cream and we'll come back home. But when the same person, when it was Salatul Isha, he didn't get into the same car and drive half the distance to the masjid to read namaz. This is how strong the desires of the nafs can be. This is what's important. Today, we pretend that the food doesn't control our life. But look at the extent we go to satisfy this desire. Look at the hundreds of pounds we spend each week on the different types of foods when we're out shopping. Look at the tens of pounds, sometimes in some cases, 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds a week just on takeaway food. Amazing. And it's gradually getting worse. There are brothers who say, now we eat takeaway 4 or 5 nights a week. And then they complain of illnesses and difficulties and a lack of blessings in the home. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is not the way that we have been taught. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, states that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq the Great would not eat anything for 6 days at a time. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr would not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan Sauri rahmatullah alayhi remained hungry for 3 days at a time. All these blessed saints would gain help from hunger in walking in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla and remaining steadfast. Now, I appreciate that not everybody has this strength to remain hungry. But Amir Sunnah Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliya writes here, we know that we can't all do this, but what we can do is learn the power of hunger and at least bring a small proportion of it into our lives. We should respect the special quality of hunger and the marvel of these great people and what they gained due to their hunger. We should learn that by controlling our food, our spirituality increases. We receive the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal by remaining hungry. The great Hazur Ghosal Azim Dastaghi Piran Pir at times would remain hungry for an entire year, and his sustenance used to come directly from Allah Almighty. My dear Islamic brothers, Amir al-Sunnah Dhamul Barakatum al-Aliya writes that we are not at such great levels of spiritualness. But what we can do is control what we eat. There is nothing wrong when eating a normal diet, but controlling it. And in the Hadith of Barakah that we heard, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat a third of the stomach. Fill a third of the stomach with water, and the rationale of the Hadith of Barakah, leave a third of the stomach for air. This is important. Maintaining and changing daily routines so that hunger becomes a part of it will increase your spirituality. Special servants of Allah went to great extremes to achieve this. People can remain hungry for a long, long time. Today, though, in today's society, as soon as we want food, it's straight to the fridge. Most of us, it's a blessing of Allah, have never really tasted the true hunger. The common people were to taste hunger and the great pleasure of it, they would experience something great. And they would find pleasure in remaining hungry for the sake of Allah than eating and satisfying their taste buds. This is the great thing. And hunger, unlike the common perception, at this level where you're controlling what you eat, doesn't actually make you weak. It actually makes you stronger and more focused and increases your sharpness and your intellect. Hunger is a great thing. Sayyidina Yahya Mu'az Razi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, the one who is in the habit of filling his stomach, his body becomes fat with flesh, and the one who is obese with flesh becomes a victim of desires, and the one who becomes a victim of desires, his sins increase, and the one whose sins increase, his heart becomes hard. And when his heart becomes hard, he becomes immersed in the calamities and attractions of this world. So the series that he, rahmatullahi alayhi, narrates there starts with overeating. This is one of the most difficult things to control. But our great scholars have taught us ways to do this. It's certainly a matter of concern and a serious concern that overeating leads to sin. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, some of you might be thinking, how can eating lead to sin? Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi actually expands and explains this. He rahmatullahi alayhi says, excessive eating causes rebellion in body parts and creates the desire of committing immodest and violent deeds. He goes on to write, when a person eats in excess, he becomes haughty. His eye desires to see immodest things. His ears desire to hear evil things. His tongue wants to speak about indecent things. His private parts demand the satisfaction of lust, and his feet are keen to move towards impermissible places. On the contrary, he rahmatullahi alayhi writes, if a person is hungry, all of his body parts remain peaceful, and they do not desire any evil. When the stomach is hungry, all the body parts are at peace. They desire nothing, and when the stomach is full, the body parts become hungry and take the person towards committing evil things. Look at the guidance that we have. Hunger helps you to stay away from sin. And when one thinks about it, we don't think about the actions. When one thinks about it, how true is that? It's such a great passage and a great analysis by this master of science, Hazrat Ibn Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. He beautifully encapsulates the thinking that excessive eating causes rebellion in body parts and creates the desire of committing immodest and violent deeds. When a person eats in excess, he becomes haughty, his eyes desire to see immodest things, his ears desire to hear evil things, his tongue wants to speak about indecent things, his private parts demand the satisfaction of lust, and his feet are keen towards impermissible places. Yet, of the opposite, if he remains hungry, all of his body parts remain at peace, and they do not desire any evil. Subhanallah. Look at the analysis and look at the Madni mindset. And just as a side point, during Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we find that inner peace where because we are hungry, the body parts are at peace. But when Ramadan is over and we get back to our normal eating habits, along come these desires as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated, "The dearest to Allah azza wa jal amongst you is the person who eats less and who has a lean body." My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Nabi channel, there are many, many blessings of eating less. Hunger is a treasure. It is a very special gift and a blessing. So, as well as appreciating that food is a blessing, one should make a Madani mindset that spiritual lock of the stomach and hunger is a great gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should control the food we eat. The food that we eat, we should make sure is halal. And when we eat it, we should make sure we eat in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this way, not only will this act of eating become a great act of worship, but eating in moderation will save us from a whole list of diseases which we encounter later on in life. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to control what we eat, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to eat in accordance with Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ameen bijahi nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.